Welcome. This is Kathleen Pearl from Jerusalem. This is the Father's House. This is actually insight that the Holy Spirit gave me before I came to Israel on this particular spring trip. I left and arrived here at Purim, and from my understanding now, that there was a blood red lunar eclipse on Purim that occurred for the first time in many thousands of years. And this was an especially significant time, as Purim, of course, is about the defeat of the descendants of Esau through the Agagite Haman, a descendant of King Amalek. And this ties into some scriptures in Obadiah. But I'm staying temporarily in a few places, but in Abu Tor, or Givat Hanania, which is a satellite district of the center of Jerusalem. And Abu Tor, that's a Arabic name, borders the West Bank, and it overlooks the Hinnom and the Kidron Valley, and then across the valley, which is huge, by the way. I never realized how big this valley is, that goes to Mount Zion. So I come out on my overlook of the apartment that I'm staying, and I can see Mount Zion. And I look down the valley, and I can see all the way into the Abu Tor, which runs into the Silwan village, which is very Arabic, very much a hotbed of terrorism in Jerusalem. And the Silwan Valley goes into the Trifon Valley and then into the Valley of Jehoshaphat on the other side. It runs between the Old City Jerusalem and the Mount of Olives. So as far as prophecy is concerned, this is a very strategic place. And on this place in Abu Tor, Givat Hanania, quite a few ministries have relocated. Abu Tor, so in my intercession, Abu Tor actually has a significance in Arabic of the Tor as and understand that Arabic and Hebrew are Semitic languages. But Abu Tor does not, and I'm not going to get into the Arabic because I'm speaking what I believe is revelation for intercession for this area, has been. Father, Abu is father, and the father of the family provides strength, support, and structure to the household. And these letters, Aleph and Bet, Aleph is strength and Bet is house. Now, Tor is a shortened version of Torah. Ah is the Holy Spirit, but Tor is the law. And it's Tav is the mark, and Resh is the head of the door of the entrance, meaning you need to enter with a mark. You need to be marked to enter the Father's house. Two parties agree to follow the laws of a covenant. A mark is given as a sign of continued allegiance. And Tav is the end of the matter. It's the cross. And Resh, the repentance, signifies the between heaven and earth, the head. The head of repentance, as in Rosh Hashanah. And the forehead, or the mark, the Tav, is to be marked by the Lord, to be inscribed by the Lord.